What would you say to offer hope to someone who's addicted to cutting themselves?
I have not had a lot of experience, but I've had some experience with people like that. Let me give you one story, and I don't know. I mean, I plead marginal expertise here, okay? So don't expect me to be a more than I am. I talked to one young lady who we dealt with some years ago, who would cut herself on her stomach. Some of you don't even know about this. There's more of this going on now with boys than used to be. It used to be mainly young women and some older. And it's just a phenomenon of just cutting yourself for various strange reasons that it's hard to grasp. But anyway, I dealt with her. It happened 2 or 3 times. She'd go to the emergency room, cut herself bad enough to need stitches, okay, on her stomach. And I asked her one time as I went to visit her in the hospital, I said, can you give me any light or help on what goes on in your head? Why are you doing this? And what I remember she said was, I like it when they touch me in the emergency room. So one analysis of one person, and I don't want to generalize this. Here's a woman who, she was overweight, and probably felt very alone, very untouched, very unloved, very uncared for, watched the whole world going its way with people hugging each other and loving each other and having friends or being married, and this unbelievable ache in her heart to be cared for, to be pitied, to be touched and ministered to. And her unhealthy way of doing it was to hurt herself. So I would say, if you just take that one scenario, and I'm sure there are others, I would say we have a lot to say to a person like that. We want to love them. We want to actually touch them. I think there are many, many people in the world who probably haven't been hugged for 10 years. I had a woman in her 50s say to me one time, her husband had been dead now. She was a widow for probably 10 years. And she said to me, I haven't been hugged for a long time. And it was so revelatory for me for a moment that there are people who actually go through life. They're good people. They're not eager to jump into bed as a prostitute or fool around on the weekend. They know they're going to be pure. They're going to be pure. But they're not ever touched. Nobody ever touches them. And so I thought, boy, God, make me a good hugger. Make me a good, clean, pure, trusted, pastoral hugger. And I'm probably not the best at it. Some people are like hugging trees, and others are like hugging big panda bears, and others are like hugging bean bags. You know, it's just some people are really good at hugging. And I just want to be one of those. So what we have, that's one thing we can do. We can actually, in healthy, whole ways, be really all there for people. And then I would just say she needs desperately Jesus to be her friend and to have a psychological, emotional enjoyment of Christ in her life. And so we need to minister to her with the word and prayer and whatever kind of counseling might be added so that she comes to totally rest in Jesus Christ, who loves her, cares for her, will someday provide every sensation she's ever longed for in terms of sexual life or being touched or being hugged or being cared for or living with somebody besides a roommate or no roommate. So I think we shouldn't run quickly away from these people and think they're just, whoa, you are so mega sick. I have nothing to say to you. I don't think that need be the case.